Get ready to be transformed. Transformed in your spirit, soul, body, finances, in all areas of your life. As a catalyst, Leanne is passionate about helping you step into your potential and fulfill your deep-seated dreams. If you desire your optimal kingdom upgrade, then this podcast is for you. So grab a notebook and welcome to The Transformational Coach with your host, Leanne Goff.
Hey, friend, it's great to have you here today. Leanne Goff, the Transformational Coach. I am your Transformational Coach, Spirit, Soul, Body, and Finances. And I'm so thankful that you're tuning in to listen to this podcast. You're watching it or you're listening to it because I have a really, really incredible special guest today. I'm so honored and thankful that he said, yes, I'll come on your podcast, Leanne. But before I introduce him, and we're just going to dialogue and lean hearts here for the kingdom. If you don't know, I think a lot of you do know, I just released a new book right there. Missionary Millionaire, Transforming Cultures as Priests and Kings. I have people constantly telling me they've read it in 24 hours. I had a pastor in Ohio reach out to me the other day. I just finished your book. It has wrecked me. It's shifting my mindset right side up instead of upside down. And you can get it right there on Amazon. It is an Audible and Kindle as well. And would really like you to share it with your friends. And even you get a copy. I promise you, it will impact your life. It will definitely test some thinking. It's not just about the heart, but the mind too. So anyway, let's move on here. And I want to introduce a really honored special guest here. I haven't connected with him in several years, but we do know each other. And so I have today with me the Danny Silk out from the West Coast. I'm in Florida. He's over in California. So Danny, good afternoon. Good morning. I mean, it's morning where you are.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. It's great to have you here. Yeah. Super, super great to see you again. You look great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Getting healthy 6 years ago, a little over 6 years ago, and taking back my health and resetting my metabolism, getting 35 pounds off of me, et cetera, really changed a lot of things for me. So I know you and Sherry have done the same thing.
Yeah. Sherry's she's loving life. I mean, we have a challenging health crisis at the moment, just a bit of a setback. But at the same time, it's an opportunity to come back even stronger. And she's doing great.
Yeah. I know we are praying for her. And man, she's a warrior. She's a fighter. And I just so appreciate that.
She is.
You know, yeah. I always say in heaven, there's no disease, there's no sickness, there's no cancer, there's no tumors, there's no MS, and it's illegal to be in our bodies. So that's just what we speak over her as well. So
Amen. Yeah, for sure.
Well, what I'd like to do is start off today. You know, Danny, you know, you wrote a book. You've written a lot of books, and they're absolutely amazing. They have impacted my life over the years. But several years ago, you wrote a book, The Culture of Honor, and it just like blew my mind. And you are so much powerful in that vein of honor and having a powerful voice. And then you also wrote the book Powerful and Free. It's about women having a voice. And I tell you what, it was a freeing book for a lot of us women, those that read it. And I'm sure a lot of them, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of women read it. But you know, in that season several years ago, when I was reading The Culture of Honor and I was reading Powerful and Free, I was really going through a challenge of like, okay, how do you find that rhythm of like, you know, staying in honor, making sure, because the Bible says to honor all men. We do not have the opportunity to choose who we're going to honor and who we don't honor. So, you know, staying in that vein of honor, we're going to honor, but yet having that powerful voice when there's people we don't necessarily agree with, and some of them we could just thump them or whatever. So can you break that down for us? How do you do that rhythm of like, I'm going to honor, but yet I have a powerful voice, and how do I be powerful without dishonor? Can you share that with us?
Sure. I think, you know, the revelation that people get when they read Culture of Honor or Keep Your Love On is that being a powerful person isn't being aggressive. It isn't angry. It isn't dominating. It's not manipulative. That most people equate powerful with getting your way, like arranging your environment to serve your interests, and I'm a powerful person. Like, well, really, that's not a biblical understanding of being powerful. You know, when God gave us a spirit of power, it was to replace fear. It's to cast out fear. So we have a spirit of power, love, and a sound disciplined, self-controlled mind. So a powerful person is a person that can tell themselves what to do, and they'll do it. And that's the biggest struggle that we have in life, is really getting ourselves to do what we know is priority to God, is priority in our family, priority in our character, managing ourselves in line with our integrity and with our commitments. That's being a powerful person. You don't control anybody else. You never did. You never will. If you have any questions about that, go borrow somebody's infant, take it home and boss it around. You know, it just gets worse from there. They just get more out of your control from there. And so the idea of being a powerful person has to have clarity around, in being a control freak, I have to control my freaking self. That's where control freak starts, is managing me to be Christ-like. So that's where the opening of a culture of honor really happens, is I understand that being a powerful person is directing myself to honor all people.
Wow, that is so cool. That is so good. And that's where I had to go into learning that. It's like, okay, I can be honoring, and then I can also be a powerful person and not run people over, but actually go in them and honor, no matter how they vote, what they choose, how they raise their kids or whatever, and honor them because God's told me to honor all man, but yet still have a voice. So in the time and season we're living in, especially in our country these days, Danny, you know, whether it's from Florida to California, you know, from Arizona up to, you know, New York or whatever, there's a lot of voices that are out there. There's a lot of things going on, and we could get, you know, Leif Hetland, my spiritual father, says all the time, you can listen to the pigeon or you can follow the dove, you know, and we've got to choose a lot of times, almost every day, sometimes many times a day. Okay, I'm going to follow the dove and I'm not going to listen to the pigeon. But, you know, where we're living today, you know, and I know, you know, you are so much about the family unit, about children. And I am part of a movement that's being launched right now. 1 million women. It's basically Her Voice movement, and 1 million women to be on the mall in Washington in October 2024. It's not just about women. It's the families too, because we're talking about families. And the hashtag of that is hashtag do not mess with our kids. For me, it's hashtag don't mess with my grandkids. I have kids, but my grandkids are like, wow. And my kids are good, but my grandkids are like my wow. And so talk to us about how, you know, you are so much about, you know, you're ministering to families. What is your perspective? Years ago in 85, Winky Prattney wrote a book, Devil Take the Youngest. And I read it back then, and I just pulled it out not too long ago. And so much about what he talked about is what we're seeing today. So if you were to speak to an audience of like, okay, what should we be doing about our families? The voices that are out there that are trying to take our families, break down the family unit. What would you say to that?
Get your house in order. You know, I think that it starts as local as you can get. And that would be you. Like, start with your own life, your own heart, your own character. Be believable. Be a leader in your home. Be lovingly connected in your marriage. Do a great job of leading and honoring your children. Create a safe place that people want to be a part of. And then build community. Do a great job in your church community. The pigeon, you know, the pigeon's over here trying to scare everybody that the devil's winning. And so everybody kind of lives in the fear of powerlessness, where like we're being destroyed, we're being taken over. And that is a very different mindset than I am building a legacy of godliness in my family. And so, you know, if I will just shift out of fear and living in reaction to losing, and turn my attention to invest in what I actually can influence, and that is a pretty small area, and then we grow that from there. We get, you know, like at Loving on Purpose, we have a weekly podcast called The Kylo Show, Keep Your Love On. And our ongoing hashtag is whole healthy families are going to change the world. Whole healthy families is an investment we've got to turn our attention to. This thing right here is just causing more havoc in our home. You know, we have a Trojan horse in our children's bedroom that is having more effect and influence on our families than anything a political party's doing or anything China's doing or anything, you know, whoever you're scared of right now. It's pay attention to this stuff right here. What are you doing to replace this? Because this has consumed hours a day of what once was families engaging and participating and communicating and working together and showing interest in each other. We've delegated that to other forces, including schools. Schools have just been handed the keys to our kids' minds and our kids' character, and we have absolutely lost control in our own communities of the people that we've said, here, I trust the bulk of my child's time with your influence. And then look up and they're all crazy. They're just lost their minds. And now they're leading our children to be consistent with this garbage. And I'm not anti-internet, but I am definitely anti delegating responsibility for as a parent. And so we've lost control in our homes, and then we've lost control in our communities, which is what reinforces the momentum that we've lost control of everything.
Yeah. So talking about this right here, okay, you have a couple before you. They're in their late 30s. They have a couple of kids and everything. And they come to you and say, Danny, we're losing our 13-year-old. What do we do? What do we do? What would you tell them?
Well, you might want to take a look at why, you know, because we're losing our 13-year-old is a rhythm of dysfunction. Okay, so where's the source? What happened? And I'll tell you what happened is you got disconnected. You got disconnected from their heart, and they are now more connected somewhere else than you. They care much more about another relationship than they care about yours. And so that's the place of repentance, is getting this back. And probably step one is this thing goes in a vault somewhere. And we're not even talking about your access to information and influence that you cannot handle. I mean, this is you know, we're just living the you can do whatever you want in the garden. Don't do this one thing, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat of it. Don't do this. Oh my gosh, you're going to hell in a handbasket. Right, I told you not to do that, right? And I think that's what parents are going to have to repent, and they're going to have to say, okay, I'm the one that gave them this, and I gave them really no leadership in it. All their friends wanted it, they complained. I just wanted to not have to fight with my kids, so I just gave it to them. You know, like, okay, well, that's a mistake. And now on the heels of the disconnect and the influence pouring into your child's life through TikTok or whatever, it's a battle. It's a battle to get your connection back with your child. So you're going to have to spend time with them. You're going to have to listen to them. You're going to have to learn who they are. You're going to have to speak their love language. And that's your top priority. Your top priority is getting that connection back. This connection, or this conversation, and this conversation are two totally different conversations. This one is way reduced anxiety, and we will behave in a way that we're protecting and building something. This conversation leads to one of us turning our love off and defending ourselves and making it impossible to connect. So your house is on fire. Your house is on fire. You know, how worried are you about what's in the microwave when your house is on fire? You know, how worried are you about anything when your house is on fire? Nothing. You've got one priority. And when you got your 13-year-old in big trouble, your house is on fire. So you got one focus, and that is get your connection back with your child and then function in a rhythm of connection throughout adolescence. This isn't just a time to go, oh, well, we'll see you in your 20s.
That is so good. It is so, so good. You know, there's a couple, I just reminded of this. I saw it about 4 weeks ago, and it's the couple that's on HGTV. Her name is Erin. I cannot remember his name, but it's our hometown, and they're in Mississippi, and they flip houses. And they have two very young kids. And I saw just a bleep about 3 or 4 weeks ago where they are starting a movement of asking parents to join them of taking cell phones away from the children until they hit a certain age. And I mean, they're on this because they're like, our kids will not have these things. You know, it's kind of the bittersweet, you know, they're really great. You know, hey, if you're out, you know, and you're getting home from work and you're 16 years old, make sure you call us when you're getting off at 10 o'clock at night. So we know that. So there's a point to that, but I do believe it's become such a controlling factor. So if anybody's out there, parents, and like, hey, I want to be a part of that movement, cannot remember their names, but it's hometown on HGTV and they're starting this movement. It's social media is the bottom line. It's not that these are the wicked thing. It's the social media that's out there and how they get listening to the pigeon, get caught up in the wrong rooms. And I've seen, especially through COVID, I've seen so many, even pastors' children, ministers' children that got sucked in COVID because they were shut down. And so this was their friend. Social media, not the phone necessarily, but the social media was a computer or phone, was their friend. That became their companion. And now they're just lost. And you probably have too, story after story after story. I was sitting with a young man just a few months ago, my husband and I said, what happened? You used to be a worshiper of God. You'd spend hours in your basement. You know, you were on the worship team and this and that. What happened? And they said, COVID happened. And I'm like, you know, but praise God, just praying for that young man. We're starting to see God. He's starting to come back around. And you're absolutely right. That connection factor with love and honoring them too. Like, we're not against you. We're for you. And coming with that spirit of honor and love is so, so very important. All right. Any closing thoughts you have, Danny? And then I'm going to ask you to just pray for our audience, because I'm around a lot of parents, a lot of people. And I was just in Houston this last weekend. And one mom in Oklahoma is like, our daughter, you know, she's 17 and we don't know what's happened. She's suicidal now, you know? And it's just, parents are just gripped with fear all over, but especially they're losing their kids. So anything that you'd want to tag on and add to that as an encouragement or a word?
I would just want to add to this that my daughter has written a book called Imperfect Parenting. And, it's really a legacy piece for our family in that, you know, now she's taking the mantle of teaching and training parents. And my first book was Loving Our Kids on Purpose. And she has now taken it to the next level. Her and her husband have a podcast called Imperfect Parenting. And I would encourage people to plug into that, because there's a lot of right now parenting conversations, support, advice, wisdom, really great stuff. So Ben and Brittany Serpel, Serpell is her name. And then, like I said, we have the Kylo Show podcast, which is, it's our contribution to the now conversations around how do we protect this? How do we build and protect this? This is everything. That nobody's laying in their deathbed wishing they made more money, you know, or they're really hoping to be surrounded by the people that they're connected to. And this is their greatest regret. So I think that how do we practice a culture of honor in our marriages, in our families, in our communities, in our churches? And how do we be that light, that city on a hill? You know, how do we be the city on a hill that people are attracted to in this great darkness? Well, it's going to be because we learned how to love each other. And so that's my pitch everywhere I go all day long. And thank you, Leanne, for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you. And I'm going to ask you to pray here in a minute for families and those parents out there that are struggling and just are beside themselves. But you gave really, really great direction on resources, your daughter's book, and then just your podcast, Kylo Podcast. And, you know, it's just, we're such a time, you know, but I know that God's got this. I think if we turn our hearts to him first and foremost and honor to him, God's got this. And we're going to stand and we're going to pray, fast, and stand with a spirit of honor, but with a powerful voice, because we are powerful. So, Danny, thank you so, so much. And would you be willing just to pray a blessing, a declaration over to those that are going to be listening and watching that will give them some hope and really just penetrate their heart and their mind in the season they're living in?
Yes, absolutely. Well, Father, thank you for the gift of mercy, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of hope that you saturate in our character, in our daily awareness of who you are in our lives. Lord, help us to be leaders of the spirit that you have put within us. Lord, the spirit that breaks prisons open, the spirit that multiplies the fishes and loaves, the spirit that casts out demons, the spirit that heals incurable disease. Lord, help us to be leaders in our home, in our communities, in our churches, of being ambassadors of your kingdom. Lord, we pray that your kingdom come and your will be done in our own hearts, in our own families, in our own communities, as it's being done in heaven. Lord, we do pray that there would be such a revelation throughout our land, that revival, the revival of families, the revival of love and marriage, the revival of men and women finding each other in covenant, that there would be such a outpouring of family revival, that whole healthy families will in fact save this country and save us in this time of peril. Lord, we pray that you turn up the light in our families, that darkness has no place to hide, cannot get anywhere near our children. And Lord, that you would be glorified in all the world, because when people see us loving each other so well, they can't help but think those people know Jesus. For your glory, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Danny. And friend, go to Amazon, look up Danny's resources, incredible, incredible books that he has written. And then look up his daughter, Brittany Serpell, look up Imperfect Parenting, if you're really struggling with that right now, because we can all be really discouraged and go, oh my, I'm a horrible parent. I blew that. Look, none of us are perfect. You know, I mean, I know that in 45 years of parenting, Ray and I have we could have done some things different, you know, but at the end of the day, God's got this. He's got you. He's got your back. He's got your family. Turn your heart towards him, cry out to him, and he's going to come through. So go to Amazon, look up Brittany's Sparrow's book, and then Danny's resources. And so, friend, thank you. Thank you for joining us here today. You know, and if this podcast has blessed you, it's impacted you, please share it with a friend, a family member, a coworker. And until next time, Leanne Goff here, the Transformational Coach, your Transformational Coach. Have an awesome, awesome day.
Thank you for listening to The Transformational Coach with Leanne Goff. You can find out more about Leanne and her resources on her website, leannegoffministries.org, as well as her Instagram at @LeanneGoffMinistries. If you've enjoyed this podcast, share it with your friends, and don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and subscribe wherever you listen.